program, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go there. All the features are free. The main feature actually allows you, the listener, to control the content of the site. So go to freetalklive.com. You'll see in the main column there, there's different items that have been submitted by our listeners. In fact, when an item makes it to the front page, we are more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. And the way an item makes it to the front page is once you submit it, other people vote as to whether they like or dislike it. And you can vote, too, over at freetalklive.com. So we continue taking your phone calls. Scott is in Wisconsin. Scott, you were talking about some you were confused. Did I forget to do something?
The store thing, but that's all right.
We're going to do the store thing. Don't worry about that. So we're going to tell you about Dale's special here in a moment, but let's get back to Scott in Wisconsin. Scott, are you there?
Yeah, I am. How you doing again? And then,
so you're telling us about these people that have been on unemployment in California for 100 weeks, and that's the maximum.
Right. They exhausted their unemployment. And you see that, and you hear the stories of these people, and you got a heart. It kind of hits home.
Yeah.
Is it that these people really just can't find work, or is it that they're lazy bums and they just haven't really gone out and done anything?
Well, I'll tell you what. A guy that was an engineer production manager, he finally said he found one at Home Depot after 2 years for $9 an hour.
That's better than nothing.
So here's what happens, right? So here's the government trap. So if you're getting, say, you had a big time job, you're getting the full deal, the full boat, $1,700 a month, I think, is what full unemployment insurance is. And you go, and there's a job that comes up, say Home Depot, which won't pay you much more than $1,700 a month, if that.
If that.
Okay. So obviously, you're going to pass that job up while you've got 99 weeks. That's 2 years. That's this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then finally, when it comes that you've been unemployed for 99 weeks, at 99 weeks unemployed, you're far less employable from the market standpoint than you were when you were one week unemployed.
Because you haven't had a job.
So the government takes these people and essentially strings them along so they're less employable,
mm-hmm.
and then they can't get a job at all. They're lucky for a job at Home Depot paying less than what they would have gotten.
At $9 an hour, that's like $1,300 a month, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
So you've got this really, the government gives you this really tough scenario in the way that they go about it. Because why they have this, they have this insurance program called unemployment that they run, and they decide what the benefits are. Rather than you having worked this out with some insurance company, previously, maybe I want to be insured at
and
my normal
raise your
the
rates.
Whole time.
You know, the market effect of that might be that your rates go up if you use it up all the way to the end. And they might be checking up on you to make sure you're actually trying to get a job.
Or you could only get it for 20 weeks. You could decide, I only need to have this for 4 months because I'll find something. Or you could decide, I want to, if I lose my job, I have a good paying job, I want to have, my full paycheck paid for the next 10 years until I can find myself the same kind of job. So, the insurance would be customized to the person who wants it.
It doesn't surprise, it reminds me of the welfare stringing along, too, because what will happen is a woman, for instance, will be a single parent, will have kids, and will have welfare and health coverage for the kids, and then the idea is to give that up for a job that might not even have health coverage and stuff like that, and that's actually, then all of a sudden she has to put her kids in jeopardy to start working, and everyone gets angry at welfare moms for being on welfare forever, but it's
their incentives.
Yeah, it's the way it's set up, it just perpetuates itself.
All right, Scott, what else you got for us tonight?
Well, I went to a couple more things real quick. I know you guys can get it on your show, but tonight now I went, and the BBC on Liberty Radio News, their headline was, out in L.A. County where there's people living in tents because they lost their houses.
Yeah, that sucks.
And
thanks,
I mean,
Scott, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Andrew is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, Andrew. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to bring good news coming out of Los Angeles, California,
Really?
Involving the police and superheroes.
Yeah?
I believe you guys talked about it earlier in the year. People dress up in superhero costumes and kind of walk down the busy street there and entertain the tourists and get some tips from people, and they take photographs. And then the Los Angeles police and the city decided that, well, that's not a good idea because they're not getting permits, and, you know, the city isn't...
A permit for what exactly? A spandex permit or something?
Anytime you need...
Panhandling permit?
Yeah, anytime you're taking money from people for a service, the government wants to get a cut.
Okay.
Yeah. So they'll make some crap up.
Don't worry.
Yeah, so what ended up happening is these, at least four superheroes were arrested and charged with blocking sidewalks and panhandling. None of them have been convicted yet.
That is not panhandling. They are providing a service to people.
Right.
They are giving people the amusement of enjoying to see, you know, seeing their favorite
superhero.
Some
of this stuff is really great too. I mean, I've seen the people that have been painted all silver and people dressed up as the Statue of Liberty. I didn't see that in Los Angeles, but you know, there's all kinds of these people that do. These are street performers.
I saw an angel statue in Boston,
and it's just amazing to see some of these folks. Just incredible stuff.
Yeah.
That cowboy underwear cowboy or whatever, the naked cowboy, whatever they call him.
Yeah, and they're out there all day in some cases.
Yeah, these people
performing.
Are working.
Yeah, and then these guys initially tried to sue the city with a temporary restraining order to get the city to stop their enforcement campaign against the superheroes, which they ended up losing the first time around, but they went into federal court, and they got a preliminary injunction against the city because the city wrote down their little policy. And the superheroes went in and basically said that, you know, they're just out there, you know, performing, you know, free expression. And, you know, yeah, people will give them tips or anything, but they're not blocking the sidewalk and there's an enjoyment. And the federal judge sided with them for their preliminary injunction, so they don't have to fear arrest. Well, I mean, at least from the federal judge will back them up if they get arrested for going out there and entertaining the public.
You know, another thing that these city bureaucrats are doing to themselves and to the people that they serve is, you know, some of the biggest draw to these downtown, these metro areas is these people. I went down to the wharf in San Francisco. I was taking pictures. I was on a tour around the United States, and I found these people to be some of the most interesting stuff out there with their street theater, all different types of it. It's a big draw. It gets the tourists to come and spend money at the stores, you know, do all the things that the city really just can't manage to do on their own, and they go and they're ruining this.
The pictures sure are, you know, you're going to get a good picture when the superheroes are being arrested by the cops.
Is that Chewbacca?
Chewbacca was arrested in 2007. Just this last week, Spider-Man was arrested. So you can find those online. And thanks for the heads up on that, Andrew. Anything else you want to share?
Nope, just wanted to bring the good news out of Los Angeles.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Street theater is great. I think it's great activism. And the guys up in Grafton are the ones that are really on the ball here in New Hampshire, that are really on the ball doing street theater. I don't think there's
Weed Claws is doing some good stuff. It's like Christmas carols, but they've changed the words, so their activism. I can't remember what they're calling it, but
yeah, they do have a choir, the Grafton
carols.
Choir of some sort,
right?
Choir.
And you can find out about that at freegrafton.com.
Yeah, that's right. And so yeah, they've got Weed Claws, they've got the Emperor now, they've got the Cardinal. So there's all kinds of characters that are coming out up there, and I think that's great. Maybe we'll see more of that around New Hampshire. Now, Dale, anarchyinyourhead.com is your website. There's a lot of great liberty-oriented cartoons there, but there's also products, and you've got a special running. What's going on?
Yeah, there's a special between November 20th and 23rd. You can save $10 on a $50 order. That's a lot of Christmas gifts. There's like mouse pads, T-shirts, buffers,
nice.
Stickers, all that. Just enter code FRIEND10 with a capital F.
All one word?
FRIEND10, one word, yeah.
Capital F, FRIEND10 at anarchyinyourhead.com.
Go to store.anarchyinyourhead.com.
Fantastic. Go and do that limited time starting tomorrow for 3 days. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page, last week's worth of the show there at the top. And then if you click into the archives section, that'll allow you to access years' worth, all the way back to late 2006, all of it brought to you by HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They have thousands of templates over there. All you have to do is use the portal that we've created for you. That's hostgator.freetalklive.com. You'll get your first month completely free. Hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Now, Dale, you mentioned last hour I brought up this. There's this piece of legislation that is floating its way apparently pretty easily with a unanimous vote from the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday, 19-0, in favor of the Combating Online Infringement and Counterfeits Act, or COICA. They are going to, essentially, we'll get into some of the details here. But you said there is some kind of a pro-piracy website that is launched?
Oh.
Which, of course, piracy is really just sharing, so it's like pro-sharing is always a better way to say that.
You're familiar with Let Me Google That For You?
No, I'm not.
Oh, there's a website that a lot of the listeners are probably familiar with. It says Let Me Google That For You, and it's a way to kind of poke fun at someone when they ask a really easy question to find on Google.
Right.
And then it takes them to this little animated site where it shows it being typed into the Google search bar, and then hit the thing, and it opens up a bunch of answers for them. And so it's kind of like, here, dumbass, this is how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone did Let Me Pirate That For You.
Oh.
So, and it's, let me make sure I...
So it makes it finding pirated products or shared products easier than before? Is that not supposed to work?
Yeah.
There are a lot of pirate websites out there.
It basically does a search, I think, for all the different torrents and things where you can download stuff. So, I think unlike the Google version, this is not meant to poke fun at someone. This is just sort of a way to say, look, you can go get this.
Right.
It's available out there. It's being shared. And this is not a bad thing. Intellectual property is a silly thing.
Intellectual property is silly.
A lot of the people who go and download something for free will talk about it, will like it, will want to go get more like that. I know that times when I've had a chance to see something for free one way or another, maybe because a friend showed it to me or maybe because I downloaded it or whatever, I end up wanting an actual DVD or something. I end up buying it.
Yeah, and who hasn't
very
been having...
Very happens.
I mean, before the internet, who didn't have their friends over to their house to show them a movie in their collection?
Right.
It's sharing.
And then it's that much on one... Yeah, however way it happened, and maybe even in a totally legitimate, not even anti-intellectual property way, maybe you, like you said, saw it at a friend's house on his official DVD, official approved DVD copy from the store or whatever. So, and then you're more likely to go buy it yourself
because
you want to be able to watch it or whatever. And,
well, because
and
you know,
before, so.
Well, because you know that if you really like something and you want it to continue, you want the people who created it to continue making things you like, you have to give them some sort of compensation for it. I mean, I know these things, but
yeah.
I think most people
and
know that.
If you really like something, you know, you want them to make some money on it and you want them to make more stuff like that and so forth. People get that. And it's, I just checked the year out to make sure I had it right. It's the acronym essentially. Let Me Pirate That For You. So it's LMPTFY.com.
Let me pirate that for you. All right, very cool. Well, hopefully they'll be able to keep their website on at least for a little while in the face of this pending legislation that it hasn't passed all the way and been signed into law yet. But it did pass 19-0 in the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. This from ActivistPost.com. Seems a lame duck congressional session is becoming anything but unproductive. Yesterday, we saw the cloture of the Food Safety Modernization Act, and that's, I think, from what I've heard, pretty scary on its own.
Yeah, that's very, very bad stuff.
And today, the Combating Online Infringement and Counterfeits Act was unanimously approved by the Judiciary Committee. The COICA has been overwhelmingly viewed by bloggers as a corporate hijacking of the Internet by mega media cartels. Indeed, its eventual passage will be the end of the free Internet as we know it. According to the Associated Press, the Combining Online Infringement and Counterfeits Act, which has the support of the entertainment industry...
I'm sure it does.
...but has been strongly criticized... And by entertainment industry, they mean the big industry groups, not the individual people that are, you know, innovating like Trent Reznor or Nine Inch Nails and
these
other groups.
They certainly couldn't speak for all those people. But, you know, the one thing that you said that I hear that I didn't entirely agree with is the idea that intellectual property is silly. I think intellectual property is an idea that is close to people's hearts. I think the intellectual property laws, as they exist in the United States today... are bad.
Sorry, that should have been clear. I agree.
Ian just likes to say stuff.
But I do think the concept of control of the concept at the root of those laws. There's something about that that's screwed up. And I do like the notion of, you know, the idea is to give people credit And again, find some kind of business model that works so that people can get paid for the work that they're doing. Because I don't believe in slavery, certainly, and I believe that people ought to get paid for the work they're doing and things like that. You have to find a way to do that, but at the root of the notion of intellectual property, the idea that you sell something to someone, but you can't copy that, you can't do whatever you want with that now that you own it, and that is actually controlling someone else's property, which is an anti-property concept.
Plus the fact that the freedom that we've enjoyed on the internet up to this point is really what this all is all about, is compromising that.
It's true. A lot of it. It's basically a case where, in order to enforce it in this manner, we have to give up. So we have to create a really insanely miserable police state. So there's the notion of enforcement of it, and there's also just the reality of it that once you create something, especially if it's digital content or if it can be digitized, it's gonna get out. It's gonna be copied. That's just kind of a reality.
Right. We need to deal with reality as it exists today.
Right. Make a business model that acknowledges that.
Right. Because cops can't just come into your house and search your house for stolen property. That's an infringement.
Give them time.
In the same way that we the internet should remain free and people who commit crimes should be prosecuted. You don't make the internet make it so the government goes everywhere and pokes into people's business because somebody might commit a crime somewhere.
Well, the folks in Congress don't agree with you, Mark. Senator Patrick Leahy from Vermont co-sponsored the bill. He says few things are more important to the future of the American economy and job creation than protecting our intellectual property. Said Patrick Leahy. He said that this is why the legislation is supported by both labor and industry, and Democrats and Republicans are standing together.
Yeah, great.
Because without intellectual property, now this is not his quote, this has been going on here, without it, we won't have jobs, and the future of the American economy will suffer. We won't have any innovation without intellectual property. It's a common argument.
Yeah, it's a bunch of fear-mongering, which is just, first of all, it's not true, but secondly, it's not going to matter because they can't control it anymore.
I mean, they're
going to
try.
It's going to get harder and harder to control.
They are going to try.
They're not going to be able to control that, but they will be able to use the restrictions that they've created in order to catch people up in their web and charge them for God knows what, different things.
They're going to try to crack down on websites and essentially ban them. We'll give you some detail on what exactly it is they've got planned. Because you're right, the piracy or the file sharing rather will continue.
Yes, I promise you it will.
Beyond this, there's a network of very talented people out there that are working hard at keeping the internet free, and they will do whatever they can to work around this. However, they are going to try to make it difficult, and we'll explain what they're up to here in a moment. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift.
specialist at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled AVATARfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Hello, Alex Jones has told you about the delicious, safe, easy-to-fix, and very storable food from eFoods Direct. He's also told you that eFoods Direct has the best food on the planet. Well, here's the great news. It's that time of year, and their holiday special is here. Two holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserve for a secure future or share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in number 10 cans, and the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy-duty totes. Both are special values for the holidays. When you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on the entire order. These holiday packs are always special combinations of food that are not available at any other time of the year. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find the features there are free. We've got a lot of them, including the mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com, get quick access to our streams as well as our podcast, and M for mobile, m.freetalklive.com.
So if you're a college student or a graduate student, go to libertarianinternships.com. They have internships there for you for spring, summer, fall, whether it's in internships in state or federal policy organizations, print, broadcast, new media, investigative journalism. There's stipends. There's inclusion and participation in IHS summer career workshops, mentoring, housing assistance. All majors are encouraged to apply. Just go to libertarianinternships.com. You've got to sign up there for more information. If you want the reminders, you want the things that are going on in your specific geographic area, it's libertarianinternships.com.
Sometimes politicians say things that are just amazingly Orwellian or stupid, and there is one of those quotes coming up here shortly in this piece about the COICA, Combating Online Infringement and Counterfeits Act, which has passed the Senate Judiciary Committee 19-0. And I guess we'll move on from there. Patrick Leahy, the sponsor from Democrat, one of the co-sponsors from Vermont, rather, Democrat from Vermont, is quoted here in the piece, and it's one of his quotes. We'll get to it here in a moment. But basically what this bill is going to do is it gives the Justice Department an expedited process for cracking down on websites engaged in piracy or of the sale of counterfeit goods, including having courts issue shutdown orders against domains based outside the United States. He said this, "Rogue websites are essentially digital stores selling illegal and sometimes dangerous products. If they existed in the physical world, the store would be shuttered immediately and the proprietors would be arrested." We cannot excuse the behavior because it happens online and the owners operate overseas. Here comes the golden part. The internet needs to be free, not lawless. That's very reminiscent of the old, Rudy Giuliani quote from the presidential campaign where he said, I think it was, obedience is freedom.
Yeah. Well, that's they just redefine words, right? It's not theft, it's taxes. You know,
well, freedom,
it's not kidnapping, it's arresting.
He believes you can't have freedom without laws around. Got to have laws to have freedom in his mind. And, yeah, I'm sorry. But, no, but there is natural law that you can't get away from, right? That's the kind of law that I actually believe in. He's talking about man laws.
Well, at least it's, and I think of natural law as that, what's derived from sort of logical principles, logical concepts.
Consequences for your actions. Those are natural occurrences. And I think that's the best kind of law, personally. I think that it's okay to have rules on private property, but these are men who want to control other men and women who are...
You know, the idea is that something terrible is happening on the internet, and I don't think that most Americans feel that way. I don't think they feel like, oh my God, if we don't get this whole internet thing, it'll take over.
No, it's just
the people
NPAA.
Who feel that way that think something horrible is happening, that's like huge mega corporations that are like raking in scads of money,
or
selling... Selling, like, being able to charge whatever price they want for something that they can produce infinitely. You know,
the RIAA.
Infinite copies of this, and I want to be able to be the only one that can sell these instantly reproducible copies, and I want to be able to charge whatever I want, and there's no competitive price for it because no one else is allowed to sell this same thing. No one else can, like, reverse engineer it, copy it, do whatever, and sell it and compete with me. So I want to have that exclusive monopoly on that, whatever that is.
The legislation may be the most dangerous weapon against free speech in modern history. The infringing activity that may land a website on the blacklist is defined very broadly. It appears the blacklist can be enforced without a court order via internet service providers. This is total information tyranny, and independent voices need to stand up and protest, or surely we'll face the arbitrary blacklist. David Siegel reported on the blacklist regulations from the Huffington Post. Cuica creates two blacklists of internet domain names. Courts could add sites to the first list, the attorney general would have control over the second. Internet service providers and others, everyone from Comcast to PayPal to Google AdSense, would be required to block any domains on the first list. They would also receive immunity if they block the domains on the second list. So, this is pretty scary. They're literally talking about using, just like in Australia, didn't we tell you that this could come here soon? When we heard about Australia doing the internet filtering over there. Of course, it's only against porn in Australia and, you know, other special websites the government doesn't like. But the same thing's happening here, where the government's going to come into an ISP and they're going to say, yeah, now you're our agent, and you'll do whatever we say, and you're going to institute this blacklist, and if you don't, well, we're going to put you in a cage.
Or, you know, just going to shut you down. I mean, when you're talking about huge businesses like this where everybody, you know, they've got hundreds and thousands of employees that rely on them. You know,
not all ISPs
are huge.
Unpaid involuntary deputizing. You are now responsible for enforcing this law.
That's right.
For us.
That's how they do it. And you're right, Mark. Most businesses are going to fall in line. Even the small ones are, because there are still some mom-and-pop internet service providers out there doing dial-up services and local DSL. There are non-major corporate providers out there, and they're all going to be subject to this, apparently. The lists are for sites dedicated to infringing activity. But that's defined very broadly. Any domain name where counterfeit goods or copyrighted material are, quote, central to the activity of the internet site, unquote, could be blocked.
So if you set up a site that it's not central to, you know, shared BitTorrents, then that's it?
I who knows, Mark, what arbitrary...
Is it everybody who just does BitTorrents? Because I know we put our show up on BitTorrent, and there's no prohibition against people listening to our show through BitTorrent. There's lots of music out there that's shared through BitTorrent that isn't copyrighted material. Everything by Mozart, Handel, all these...
there's also a lot of, like, startup bands that want their music to get out there. So that
a lot of musicians that actually want to get discovered and make some money, this is the way they do it.
So Siegel has established a petition against this hijacking of the free internet because, well, apparently that's what most people think they can do when the politicians are going to do something is beg and hope that that'll stop it. I don't know if it will, but if you want to, you can go to demandprogress.org/backlist. to sign that. However, given this bill passed out of committee unanimously proves that our corporate-owned public officials will surely jam this legislation down our throats. It will likely change the Internet as we know it, essentially redirecting the flow of free information to media conglomerates. The bill is proposed as a piracy protection bill, where, according to the AP, the U.S. Senate
judiciary... Like piracy, right?
Yep, they're going to try to crack down on websites engaged in piracy of movies, television shows, and music. Clearly, it was funded by the media cartels. And it goes on to kind of get into a little bit more detail that is not necessary. So 800-259-9231 is the number there. When will this happen? That remains to be seen. But I can tell you that there's some pretty scary stuff coming into effect for the Internet in 2011. At the very beginning of 2011, there are going to be new regulations placed on PayPal and other providers of online monetary services to begin reporting you. So if you've got a business and you sell things on, say, eBay, for instance, and you cross...
You're selling things on eBay, you must be bad.
If you cross a certain threshold... And I don't remember what that threshold is. I believe it is 200 items, and I think that's within a year's time, which for a small business, it's pretty easy to cross through 200 items. If you're selling a lot of stuff on eBay, that's not hard to do.
Hopefully you're selling more than an item a day if you have running a small business.
Yeah, and there's a certain number of thousands of dollars as well. They believe it was $20,000. So if you're doing more than $20,000 in business... And if you're doing more than 200 items of business, then PayPal is going to start snitching on you, which means that the AMP program is going to get snitched out. So, you know, what will happen as a result of that? I don't know. Remains to be seen. But, we've got 3,000 some coming in from the Free Talk Live AMP program, though not all of that is through PayPal. But nonetheless, that's coming soon. That's the law, and it's being put into effect this January, so that's going to be happening, and I imagine that's going to affect all the other payment service processors out there as well. So look forward to that.
Swell.
On your next tax form, if you do those things. So there's that. There's this this Internet crackdown. And then there's the food bill, Mark. Do you know anything about that, this food legislation, the Food Modernization Act, Food Safety Modernization?
You know, I don't know what they've managed to get through or passed or whatever, but in the form that I looked at it from Downsize D.C., it was basically outlawing family farms. Just
pretty much.
Shut them all down.
Pretty much. That's the way things are going. We'll give you some more detail on that here coming up, and take your calls. Maybe you know about it. You want to tell us, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of these airwaves by dialing in toll-free and bringing up anything. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you'll find a lot of features there completely free. We give you the archives, the live streams, and more. In fact, we've got broadband and dial-up versions of the live streams, plus our webcam listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance, satellite feed, and over 80 wonderful radio stations and on the AM and FM band across the country. Go and get the details at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Delbert.
And Mark. Delbert is here, by the way, from anarchyinyourhead.com. As we continue, some pretty scary things coming out of Washington, D.C. One of them is this Food Safety Modernization Act. Now, I haven't really dug in too deep into the details on this. Just heard about it happening. But doesn't that sound strikingly familiar to the Consumer Product Safety Modernization Act? I think that's what it was called. Remember the piece of legislation that's basically putting mom-and-pop toy makers out of business?
Yeah, I believe that's what it's called.
So is that that must be what modernization is, where we wipe out all the mom-and-pop businesses.
Well, it makes perfectly good sense. If you listen to what the Democrats say about the Republicans, you know, that they want to get rid of, they want to help industry, which I guess you could take to mean that they want to get rid of small business. I think many of them would say otherwise.
But it was a Democrat Congress that passed the Consumer Product Safety
Modernization. But what do the Democrats want? They want to support labor. Who's unionized?
Big business.
The big companies. Both Democrats and Republicans, even though they know that the taxes are paid by and the country's run by small business, they want it to be otherwise. They want big business to run it. They want labor to run the big business, and they want it to be one big sort of fascist, corporatist monster.
Well, that's true. When you analyze it, that's what it breaks down to. That's not their rhetoric, right?
Stupid like that.
Yeah. You always hear Democrats talking about supporting small business. Well, you'll hear Republicans say it, too.
Yep.
That's one of those things that, you know, they're really getting less and less different all the time. And of course, both using the rhetoric that they don't actually live by.
Now, this is a confusing story, at least in the very beginning part, because I don't know about what all the machinations of the state are and why it does what it does. But by a vote of 74 to 25, this is also from activistpost.com, a vote of 74 to 25, actually, excuse me, foodfreedom.wordpress.com, At noon today, the U.S. Senate voted, and this is from 2 days ago, but they voted for the Food Safety Modernization Act. They voted for cloture, which apparently means it must now be voted on in the full Senate within 60 days. Isn't 100 the full Senate?
The cloture, I believe, is when they get through that 60-40 thing, you know, when they have to get 60% of the senators to agree on it. Otherwise, you don't get cloture. And then it only has to pass by a majority after that.
Okay, so it's already passed for cloture by 74. So 74 to 25 saying, go ahead and let's vote on this. One of their supporters, Saxby Chambliss of Georgia, opposed cloture because modifications to the bill don't reflect its original intent. Oh, excuse me. Okay, so they can make amendments now. So basically they can tinker and add things and remove things. Opposed cloture because the modifications don't reflect its original intent. Chambliss fully supports giving the FDA more power over the U.S. food supply, but is unhappy with a particular amendment submitted in August. He objects to the small farm exclusion on the grounds that the $500,000 annual gross revenue limit is an arbitrary number that is too quickly reached by small farms. He calls for numerous amendments to the bill as it appears today. So who knows where this bill is going to end up. Another supporter of the bill called out the statistics by the Centers for Disease Control that report there are 76 million foodborne illnesses per year, with 5,000 resulting in death. What Brown didn't say was the FDA, the very agency further empowered by this bill, is responsible for the approval of the pharmaceutical drugs that result in 100,000 deaths each year. So the suggestion here is that somehow this government bureaucracy will be able to reduce the amount of foodborne illnesses, that the marketplace isn't good enough, and all of the built-in safety measures in the market.
That getting rid of local farms is what's going to diminish foodborne illnesses, as if people who are buying things at local farms want this.
None of the supporters of the S-510 will acknowledge the corrupt nature of the Food and Drug Administration. Monsanto executive, for instance, which is one of the world's largest food seeds provider, executives now work at the FDA or on President Obama's Food Safety Task Force, which of course is typical. For anybody that doesn't know that, maybe you're new to the idea of regulation and you still believe that it's to keep you safe. Government regulation is to protect the business of people like Monsanto and
these
other companies.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening here.
What legislators continue to ignore from the public is that we don't support giving federal agencies more power, especially over something as inherently private as food choices. I mean, if giving the government power over food is a good idea, then why not go all the way? Why not just have them provide the food? I mean, it worked in Russia, right?
Well, the justification that they use, health care, like when they say people are entitled to health care because you need it to survive, well, you need food to survive. Why isn't the government required to provide everyone with their food? And we'll just close all the restaurants and the grocery stores. We'll just turn them into state distributions,
okay.
And people will go and they'll just, you'll have tickets for your food, your rations, and you can get your food.
None of the legislators will discuss the FDA raids on natural food operations, which sickened no one, while it allowed Wright County Egg to sicken people for decades before finally taking action. Yesterday, a senator informed his Pennsylvania constituents that the $1.6 billion price tag for S-510 will stop food smuggling in the United States. There's this quote.
Food smuggling?
Food smuggling.
What is food smuggling?
I don't know.
Is this a rash? Is this a horrible problem that's spreading?
These provisions, he said,
is this raw milk? Is this what they're talking about?
We know that some places they're cracking down on that. We'll add personnel to detect, track, and remove smuggled food, and call for the development and implementation of strategies to stop food from being smuggled into the United States.
Oh.
So apparently the issue is that there are people outside of the country's borders violating our sovereignty by bringing their darn food here and selling it too cheaply. That's what it sounds like.
We can't have people buying cheap food during a recession.
Well, right. You've got to have taxes. That food just can't be coming in here. Well, you can have the food come in. You just need to give us a cut. So that's why people are smuggling it, likely, to avoid the import tariffs, which I fully support, by the way. Please, smuggle some more food in.
As long as the food's safe, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Is food smuggling a problem in the United States, asks the activist post. Well, the biggest food smuggling case in the history of the U.S. was busted wide open in September. 11 Chinese and German executives were indicted for bringing $40 million worth of commercial-grade honey over a five-year period, reportedly to avoid...
Commercial-grade honey sterile.
Reportedly to avoid paying $80 million in import fees. Well, I can tell you, Mark, that the people that are the longshoremen or whoever that are unloading ships aren't checking for food safety. Yeah. They're just checking for tax stamps.
Yeah, that's like that's what it's all about. Yeah. It's about the taxes.
Yeah. So, yeah, they avoided $80 million in import fees, but then they got caught. So that amounts, by the way, to 3% of the $1.35 billion honey market over a five-year period. And since that was the biggest food smuggling bust, food smuggling isn't the problem. Clearly, it hardly seems worth it for the U.S. taxpayer to cough up $1.6 billion so the FDA can stop such illegal activities. But that's okay. They don't worry about whether it's worth it or not. Yeah. The government people don't look
at... It's your money they're spending in order to protect it.
Yeah, they don't look at costs. They don't care about those things.
Certainly not in the same way that businesses do.
They want the cost to be high because they want to have a reason to expand. They want to hire more bureaucrats. They want to create new bureaucracies. So they're not even concerned with the same things that you or I might.
They don't function like the marketplace.
Yeah. Dave's in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale Berg, rather, and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, yo.
You're on the air.
Hey, I would call up about that food bill.
Yes, sir.
And it goes like farmers' markets are going to be against the law.
That's, yeah.
And
oh boy.
And you're going to have to get a license to get a garden. They're going to have to come and check your garden. But they ain't going to stop me from growing my tomatoes and my basil, my garlic.
Oh, you can grow them. You just can't sell them.
Or give them to somebody or something like that?
I don't know if they're going to crack down on people giving away food. That would be pretty tough for them to do. But if you sell it for any, you know, even to cover your costs, they could come after you.
And I want to talk about, too, the TSA there. You know, I think the people's are going to, the only stimulus that the people are going to get is from the TSA. You know what I mean?
The whole
thing too is a big scam because they're gonna let people that wear burkas go through. They're not gonna search them because it's against the religion. So I say everybody put on a burka.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or that one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.